USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The National Institutes of Health has doled out nearly $46 million in taxpayer funds to 100 Chinese institutions in the form of subgrants since the 2012 fiscal year to conduct research into infectious diseases, drug addiction, mental health, and other scientific fields, according to a Daily Caller News Foundation analysis of federal spending data. For President Joe Biden and the senators laboring over a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package, there's just one question left. Can enough Republicans get to yes? Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is confident.
My goal remains to pass both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and a budget resolution during this work period. Both. It might take some long nights. It might eat into our weekends.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's this?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spray Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
As the CDC is giving Americans whiplash by recommending that, despite what they had previously been told, those who have received a COVID-19 vaccine should, yet again, mask up. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has seized on the opportunity to make a major power grab on Capitol Hill. On Wednesday, Capitol Police Chief Thomas Manger instructed his officers to arrest visitors and staff members on the House side of the Capitol building and all House office buildings who do not comply with the new mask requirements. A North Carolina teacher, Suda Conrad, is being threatened after speaking out against critical race theory at a school board meeting.
They were coming up after they spoke. One gave an obscene gesture and the other gave a cutthroat gesture at me as they were leaving. So to me, I felt threatened.
Audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
USA's Wendy King reports on a somewhat disappointing jobs report.
About 400,000 workers in the U.S. have filed new unemployment claims, according to the Labor Department in its weekly report. The number of new filings is a decrease of about 24,000 from the previous week. The department's figure was higher than most economists expected. For the week ending July 24th, there were about 3.3 million continuing claims, which lagged the initial claims by a week. The largest increases for the latest available data were seen in Michigan, Texas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Illinois. The greatest decreases in claims were seen in New York, Puerto Rico, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Georgia. The report came on the same day the Commerce Department reported that the U.S. economy grew by almost 7% for the second quarter of 2020, which was the third straight quarter of increased growth. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas actually bothered to look at the data the CDC used to justify its new mask mandate decision. The game changer, data the CDC used for the mask mandate, is from a single study from India. The study that influenced this decision, it followed healthcare workers who were vaccinated with a vaccine not even approved in the U.S., Crenshaw added. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.